Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to the Jets, who had probably the weirdest, you know, I made this point this morning. Teams revel, professional teams revel in their days. Their days when they get out the carving board or get the good china out and get the shrimp out and the, you know, and the filet mignon, and the days even when they don't. But pro teams revel in the days where they announce new coaches or announce new players or announce a new trade or announce new signings. And they usually do that with a lot of, you know, sizzle and, you know, a lot of enthusiasm. Yesterday's Jet press conference was the most bizarre press conference I've ever seen on so many levels. It was about as charismatic and entertaining as a funeral. I mean, it was unbelievable. You had Thomas, who just, I mean, you had, you know, you had ownership. You had Johnson, who kind of boring. You had McCagnan, who you had to check to see if he had a pulse because no one even talked to him. He never said a word. And then you had Gaze, who kind of freaked everybody out with, you know, with what was going on with his eyes, which I still don't know what it was, and I'm not trying to make fun of him here. I had never noticed that before. Maybe that's on me. Maybe it's because he had a hat on. I don't know. I just never noticed the, you know, that, which obviously everyone noticed yesterday. But that was the strangest, most, you know, just dour press conference ever given. It was almost like it was painful for them to do it. It was like it was painful for anybody to speak. It was almost like they were doing it like they were on, like they had a bus to catch, like they were double parked. All right, yeah, three questions. Let's get out of here. All right, let's get to the photo. All right, photographers, can you come up here fast? Can you come up here? What was going on there? I mean, this is a press conference. Whoever saw a general manager go to a press conference and no one speak to him, and he never spoke. I mean, so it was a very, very strange day. So it has made kind of Gates a kind of a, you know, different figure already in his impact on New York. He's had a rather odd impact in the 24 hours he's been here. He really has. A lot of it in the headlines, a lot of it, you know, and again, it's about what he goes, where they go from here. There's a great opportunity here, but one thing you can count on, the star of the show, the face of the franchise, is going to be the quarterback, because it's not going to be the other guys. There's not a lot of excitement there, not a lot of charisma there in any of them. No one's going to be captivating there, that's for sure. No one, you're not going to anybody for a good one-liner. That's not happening. Or a joke. No one's going to, those press conferences aren't going to be funny. That you can tell. Unless somebody else shows up. Because, boy, what a group. As I said yesterday, those three couldn't recruit you out of a burning building. I mean, that's just, there's not a lot there. That doesn't mean they can't get the job done, though. They got plenty of money to work with. They got high draft picks. They got a top quarterback. They got some good young players. So there's plenty there, especially that young quarterback. And that's what it's about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.